All right, so let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for bringing us together today. Lord God, we're across the four corners of the earth to hear what you have to say. Now, Lord God, anoint my voice. I pray that it holds out, Lord God, as I give this brief word. And Lord God, I pray this word encourages us and compels us to move forward in our calling and in our truth. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so as I hinted last week that I was going to go into the cookbook, and I went into the cookbook, and during my time of pastoring this church, I preached at least two messages on the concept of prayer. But there's one area I want to particularly focus on, and it's Isaiah 56, 6 through 7. Again, Isaiah 56, 6 through 7. Grab your Bible, your Tible, or your Fible. I remember you'll be coming out of the New King James Version this week on this scripture. And the scripture says this: also the sons of the foreigner who join themselves to the Lord to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord to be his servants. Everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. So we have to get back. So the church has to get back to this place of prayer. Now, what is prayer? Prayer is just conversation with God. As I always say, a relationship is a two-way street. One person speaks, the other listens and responds accordingly. It's a cycle. It's a back and forth. However, we treat the concept of prayer as a hit it or quit it occasion. What I mean by that? We come up to God, we just talk, we talk for a very long time and all this other stuff, but we don't take time to listen to what God is saying. So that's not prayer. That's just you venting and running off. And most relationships don't survive that because you never hear the voice of the other person. The concept of a house of prayer implies that the people come and pray and give their petitions to God, but then they sit back and they listen to what he says. That's the crucial part. We listen, because prayer is not just about you getting everything off your chest. Prayer is about you getting direction from God as to what he desires for you to do in this season. What the decisions that you make, you know, affirmation of words, or, you know, even prayers of repentance of, you know, hey, I messed up, or prayer of supplication. Hey, this is what I need. But we have to remember that prayer is a two-way street. And to be a house of prayer, both you and the one who dwells in at all times have to be in relationship. You have to be in covenant. You have to be in relationship and you have to be in covenant. So this is my encouragement to you, that as you're walking in your prayer life, I told y'all it's going to be quick. Instead of having a drive-by vent session to God, or just telling you what, you just be like, hey, this is what I need to tell you. But understand that there's a conversation. Understand that you need to listen. But you also have to understand that as you pray, because you have access to God, access to the one who rules and the one who reigns, that there is power in your prayer. James 5, 16 through 18 in the New International Version says this: therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crop. God hears you. God is aware, especially if you're in alignment with God, baby, he hears you. But you have to be in a place to hear him. He's willing to answer your prayer. Ain't new to him. He's waiting for you to say something. But you also have to be willing to wait for his response. So here's my challenge to you this week. Again, this is going to be short because my voice is leaving. Here's my challenge to you this week. First of all, if you ain't been praying, I'm going to need you to start praying. Because again, prayer and reading the word is how we build relationship with God and know his voice. I'm saying it again. Prayer and reading his word are how we show that we have, how we know that we have a relationship with him and we know his voice. So for those of you who are watching, and I don't know what the voice of the Lord sounds like. Do you pray? Do you read your word? If you don't do them, guess what? You're missing it. Because when God speaks when God speaks in the place of prayer, it's affirmed in the scripture. I shared this with one of my students. He just asked me about this. I said, you know, when God is truly speaking, when it is affirmed by his word, and it brings peace, even in correction. You might not like what he says, but in the end, it is designed to bring balance and to bring peace. So when you pray, come with intention. Come with faith. Mark 11, 22-24 says this: have faith in God. Jesus answered, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe it. Believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Come with intention, come in faith, but most of all, come to listen. As you speak, he listens. The Bible says he inclines his ear to hear. But as he speaks, we must come to the place of listening, so that way we can find direction and help and hope in this time, in the times that we live in. Amen. So that's my challenge to you this week. How are we going to change the culture? Prayer. A praying church hears the voice of God. And because we hear the voice of God, we live in the will of God. And because we live in the will of God, it challenges us to walk in holiness and walk in purity. And we have to remember that is vital for the Christian walk. One leads to another. So if your life messy, how's your prayer life? If you do pray, are you listening for the response? Are you leaving yourself open to the response, not being in that moment, but not being given in a way that you might not expect? I tell people God is a... I'm going to change it now. You say multimedia. I say God is a multimodal God. He has many ways to get your attention. And he will find the best way that works for you. So some of y'all need Morgan Freeman to come down from heaven and say, my child. Some of y'all need a sign and a wonder. Some of y'all need somebody to walk up to you and say, hey, I was praying about you and God told me to tell you this. But God will answer. God will respond, and answering might not necessarily be giving you what you want, but giving you the encouragement to move through the process to eventually get to what he has for you. So always be open to listen. All right, my friends, I told y'all this is going to be short. And I got to salvage as much voice as I have left. So this week, I just challenge you to pray. For a lot of you, you're dealing with depression. You're dealing with some heaviness. And I know for me, this week has not been a walk in the park for me at all. But I have to challenge myself and remind myself that I have to come to the place of prayer. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray for the hearer of this message. Lord God, I pray that as they hear this word, Lord, you minister to them where they are. Lord God, you You incline them to their knees. You bring them to their knees so that way they can talk to you and not at you. And hear your response. Hear what you have to say to them. Hear what you have to say directly to the minister, to Lord God. And let signs and miracles and people affirm and confirm what you have said. Lord God, I come against the spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that you just continue to strengthen the people. And God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.